Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Well, we'll be Mountain Home's basketball to start this second half as they trail Nettleton 29-23. Mountain Home will be moving left to right for these last two quarters. Peyton Husky will trail the inbound pass on to the far sideline. Both teams come out on the floor, and we are ready to get back underway. Inbound pass goes to Emma Martin, and here we go. Martin has it between the circles. Throws over to Penn. Now Gilbert has it up at the top. Over to Husky in the right corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky with her first field goal of the night. And it's back to a one-possession game, 29-26, Lady Raiders leading in. Here's Eaton with it on the right side. Finds Cutting Young going into the lane for the layup. Good. Deja Young with 6 points now. 31-26, Lady Raiders leading it. 7:27 left of the third quarter. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over on the right side to Husky. Now gives it to Foreman at the free throw line, over to Martin on the left. Martin takes the screen. Squall pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Foreman, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 7:11 left of the third quarter. A five-point Lady Raider lead. Crippen will bring the ball into the front court for Nelton. Over to Eaton on the right side. Now up top to Young. Over on the left to Love. Down to Eaton. She's going to go up for the jumper. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. Peyton Husky picks up her second personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. So Lana Eaton at the free throw line, where so far she's 2 of 2 with 12 points. 6:55 left of the third quarter as Eaton takes the ball from the official. First shot is up and good. Courtney Cribbs is going to check out the game, being replaced by Travia Woodruff. So one more free throw coming up for Eaton. Second shot is good. She now has 14 points, and it's back to a seven-point lead for Nettleton, 33-26 our score. Husky inbounds it to Gilbert. Gilbert brings the ball into the front court. Dribbles toward the right side. Now takes the screen from Penn, throws up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the left. Martin's going to dribble up to the top. Goes over to the right side. Now to the corner. It's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Emma Martin with 4 points. 33-28. Nelton leading it. 6:25 left in the third quarter. Woodruff across the timeline for the Lady Raiders. Ball goes to Wofford Bird, now to Love near the left corner. She drills out to the wing, now goes to the elbow, going into the lane, going to pull up for the turnaround jumper, no good, and Penn gets the rebound. She'll throw it out to Gilbert. Gilbert brings it across the timeline. Drills to the left elbow, pulls up for the jumper, in and out, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Wofford Bird. She'll throw it to Woodruff, who's quickly back the other way, going toward the low block. Now her pass to Wofford Bird, she mishandles it, and the Mount Home comes up with the steal. Husky back the other way, going in. For the layup, the shot was blocked by Eaton. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 5:46 left of the third quarter. 33-28, Nettleton on top. Penn will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Gilbert in the paint. She mishandles it. It goes out of bounds, and that's going to be Mount Holmes' 13th turnover of the night. So Nettleton will get it back with a five-point lead. Woodruff brings it into the front court. Ball goes over to Love on the left wing. Now she dribbles up to the top. Now goes to the right elbow, going into the lane. Now gives it to Wofford Bird for the layup. She misses it. Anna Grace Foreman gets the rebound. She'll throw it to Emma Martin, who will bring it into the front court. Martin has it on the left side. Now loses the, now has the ball knocked away from her by Woodruff, who gets the steal. Woodruff's going to go back the other way. She misses the layup, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Here's Martin quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Martin's going into the lane. Now kicks out to Husky for the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky with 7 points. And that's now a two-point game. Back the other way, Love going in for the layup, misses it. Now Tom gets the rebound with a chance to either tie or take the lead on this possession. Ball goes to Martin. She tried to throw it to Martin. Pass was wide of her, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be another turnover against Mountain Home. 4:49 left to play in the third quarter. 33-31, Lady Raiders leading it. But it's a one-possession game. Mountain Home has come back and keeping it close. Against a very good Nelson squad, for that matter. Here is Woodruff into the front court. Throws it to Eaton on the left side, and a foul. Offensive foul away from the ball, an illegal screen called on Maya Love. Her third personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Raiders, and their 11th turnover of the night. So it will be... Coming in for Nelton is Wakiria Daniels, as Love hits the bench with her third foul. Inbound pass goes to Foreman, gives it back to Husky, who's quickly back the way. Mounts home with another chance on this possession to either tie or take the lead. Ball goes over to Martin. She dribbles between the circles, goes over to the right side, throws it up top to Husky. Husky will dribble to the right, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert throws it up top to Penn, over to Martin on the left. Martin's going to dribble down towards the lane. Now it's going to be fouled from behind. Mount Home will inbound it with 4:10 left to play in the third quarter. Travia Woodruff picks up her second personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Raiders. Aston Yates is going to come into the game from Mount Home, replacing Kyra Penn. So Peyton Husky will inbound it on the baseline for the Lady Bombers. Looking somewhere to go with it, gets into Gilbert in the left corner. Now she'll dribble out to the wing. Now goes up into the lane, going in for the layup, off the glass, a little strong, no good. Foreman with the rebound. Can she go back up with it? And I can't see what happened. No, they're going to get her for a travel. I couldn't see what happened. My view was blocked. But that is the 15th. That's actually the 16th turnover against Mountain Home. With 3:59, let's play in the third quarter. 33-31, Lady Raiders leading it. Here is Woodruff into the front court for the Lady Raiders. Throws it to Eaton on the left side. Now she's going to go down into the corner. Her jumper is blocked, but also drew contact. Kind of a late foul call. I think it was the right call. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two, against the Lady Bombers. So Alana Eaton will go back to the free throw line, where so far she's 4-4 with 14 points. Eaton's first free throw is up and good. So one more free throw for coming up for Alana Eaton. And she can make it a two-possession game once again with this next free throw. 3:42 left in the third quarter as Eaton's second free throw is up and good. She gets both. She now has 16 points, 35-31. Nelson leading it. Inbound pass goes to Foreman. She'll give it back to Husky. Husky across the timeline. Dribbles near the top. Now gives it to Martin, who has it near the top. Martin tries to throw it. I'm not sure to who, but that pass was knocked away and stolen by Nelton. Ball back the other way. Dace Young going up for the layup. She's going to be fouled going up. Another two-shot opportunity coming up for the Lady Raiders. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home. 3:22 left of the third quarter as Deja Young will be at the free throw line, where so far she's 2-4 with 6 points. First free throw is up and good. Leah Jackson's going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Martin. And for Nelton, Tali Wofford-Bird is going to take a seat as she's replaced by Jakira Meeban. So one more free throw for Young. Her second shot is up and she gets both. She now has 8 points. 37-31, Nelton leading it. Again, 3:22 left in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. Now back to Husky. Husky across the timeline. Drills to the right side. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert drills to the elbow. Now goes back out on the wing. Now Gilbert will dribble up to the top. Dribbles into the lane, going up for the layup. Wall strong, no good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She gets fouled from behind going up, and so she'll head to the free throw line with 2:57 left of the third quarter. Alana Eaton picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Lady Raiders. So Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 8 points so far this evening. First shot is up and in. One more free throw coming up for Foreman.
All the way down there. Peyton, Kate, watch the long outlet.
Foreman's second shot is up, and she gets both. She's one of 2 players in double figures for Mountain Home with 10 points. Here is Woodruff back the other way, 37-33. Nelton leading it, less than 3 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Eaton with it. Her pass to Young, knocked away, and wow, reach and foul's going to be called on Mountain Home. That's going to be on Kate Gilbert. That is her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. 2:48 left in the third quarter. A 4-point Nettleton lead. Woodruff will inbound on the baseline, gets into Young in the corner. Young will go into the lane. Nose going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Deja Young now in double figures with 10 points. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. Full court man once again for Nettleton. 39-33, Lady Raiders leading it. 2.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Now he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Kate Gilbert now with 13 points. 39-36, back to a one-possession game. 2:20 left. Back the other way, here is Daniels throwing it to Woodruff. Woodruff has up top, throws it over the left side to Meeban. Down to Daniels. Daniels going to go into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Off rebound controlled by Jackson, but she immediately throws it away. The ball goes to Eaton. She gets the layup good. 18th turnover against the Mountain Home. And inbound pass goes to Aston Yates. Yates will get it across the timeline. Drilled to the top. And now she's going to be called for the travel. 19th thrower against Mountain Home. Emma Martin and Emily Payne checking back in for Mountain Home as Leah Jackson and Peyton Husky will take a seat with 1:44 left of the third quarter. And also for Nettleton, Tobriah Benford is going to come in as she replaces Travia Woodruff. 41-36, Nettleton leading it. 1:44 left of the third quarter. Eaton takes an inbound pass. Drills between the circles. Dribbles to the right side. Her pass was stolen by Addison Yates. 12th turnover against Nettleton. Here is Gilbert with it on the right side. Dribbles up to the top. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. 1:18 left to play in the third quarter. Nelton's going to get back, leading by 5. Kyra Penn's going to check in, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. 41-36, Nettleton leading it. Here is Eaton across the timeline. She drills up at the top. Now goes over to the right elbow. Gives it to Young on the left elbow. Now gives it back to Eaton. Thought about the three. Now throws it up top to Young. 53 seconds left of the quarter. Young is going to dribble into the lane. Going to go up for the layup. Good. Deja Young with 12 points, 43-36, back to a 3-possession lead for the Lady Raiders. 38 seconds left of the third quarter. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Drills to the right side. Now going to go toward the top, gives it to Yates. Over to Martin on the left wing. Martin will give it up top to Penn. Over to Payne on the right. 24 seconds left of the quarter. Payne will get some distance between her and her defender. Now she goes up to the top. 14 seconds left. Now Payne dribbles to the right side. He's going to pull up for the jumper on the right. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Daniels. But she loses her footing and she's called for the travel. 13th turnover against Nettleton. Peyton Husky's going to check back in with 6.8 seconds left and replace Emily Payne. A seven point Nettleton lead right now. Kate Gilbert triggered the inbound pass on the baseline, gets in Emma Martin. 5 seconds, Ball goes over to Gilbert on the right. 2 seconds. Gilbert's going to be fouled from behind with 1.6 left on the clock. That is on Wakiria Daniels, her first personal foul. Team foul number four against Nelson. So Mountain Home will inbound it with 1.6 left in the third quarter. They'll inbound it on the near sideline, right in front of their own bench. Gilbert will trigger the pass. Gets into Husky, and she's going to try a shot at the buzzer. Almost went in. Oh, that was so close. Well, we've reached the end of the third quarter. Our score, Nelson leading Mountain Home 43-36. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
McDonald's presents the new Big Mac Bacon. But is the Big Mac lucky to have bacon, or is bacon lucky to land on the Big Mac?
The Big Mac is lucky. Applewood smoked bacon makes everything taste better. The Big Mac, Brussels sprouts, dry toast.
No. Bacon's lucky to be on the iconic Big Mac. It's fortunate to dip its toe in that delicious special sauce.
There you have it. Get McDonald's Big Mac with bacon, fresh beef quarter pounder with bacon, and cheesy bacon fries. Is it the best thing to happen to our classics or to bacon? Try for yourself and decide.
Only for a limited time at participating McDonald's. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.